Hello and welcome to this sleep hypnosis session. My name is Jason Newland, and only watch or listen to this when you can safely close your eyes. It might seem like a bit of a silly thing to say considering this is a sleep session, and unless you sleep with your eyes open, you're probably going to want to close your eyes. But it's important just to say it anyway. So this is kind of like a new season of sessions. I've made quite a few sleep sessions over the years. And this session and future ones are going to be aimed at sleeping like your pet. For example, if you've got a dog or a cat, in my case, it's a little ferret called Andre. And he sleeps so easily, so naturally, and very quickly as well. He never seems to be more than about 5 seconds from falling asleep. And he sticks his little tongue out when he's asleep. And, you know, it's the cutest thing in the world for me to see. And I like looking at him and seeing him comfortable and safe. And I thought, well, you know what I'll do is I'll make these as audios. I'm recording this on a Tascam recording studio at home in my living room, so there may be background sounds. It's becoming a bit windy outside, and Andre might decide to run around because it's getting close to his dinner time. And what I did on Facebook yesterday, I put a post on there saying, please post a picture of your pet asleep so that I can use that picture for my sleep sessions. And so far I've had 100 or just over 100 pictures posted of people's dogs, cats. There's even a raccoon, I think, on there, and some ferrets. There's much more of a response than I expected. So thank you, those of you that have done that. And if anyone else would like to send me pictures, just post them on my Facebook page or my Twitter. Maybe I'll get around to using those pictures. As it is, I've got quite a few to choose from. But I do intend to make a lot of sessions, because that's what I'm here for. So I hope you're well. I hope that the day has been good and you're feeling okay within yourself, and that you have this time that we can spend together relaxing and just winding down from whatever kind of day you've had. And I'm assuming that you're watching or listening to this at the end of the day, but you may be listening to it in the morning, in the afternoon. It doesn't matter when you're listening to my voice, as long as you're safe to do so and you can just allow yourself some space because even if you drift off and maybe the session lasts for half an hour, maybe 20 minutes, maybe longer, I really never know, you know, from the start how long it's going to be or even what I'm going to say really. I have the intention and I just leave it up to the words to just arrive. And as I was saying, even if you just drift off to sleep and at the end of it you wake up and you just think, oh, you know, maybe you may even be disappointed thinking, well, I was hoping I was going to be asleep for hours and 8 hours or whatever. But something happens when you listen to these sessions, is you may fall asleep into a deep sleep which lasts for hours, maybe the best sleep you've had for a long time. You may wake up afterwards feeling completely refreshed, and actually there may have been physical pain beforehand that is reduced or even disappeared. And that can be due to many things, including relaxation, release of stress. It can be simply a case of you being kind to yourself by allowing yourself the time that you deserve to just relax. To just enjoy your own company and to realize that you deserve to feel good. You deserve to sleep naturally and getting in touch with that old, original ability, just like my Andre the ferret, in being able to just relax really quickly and let your mind wander and just drift into a relaxing, calm sleep. Now, this isn't something that you can force. You can't force yourself to sleep in the same way you can't walk through a brick wall. No matter how much you push against a brick wall, you're not going to be able to walk through it. Maybe if you keep pushing for thousands of years, eventually the wall will just crumble in its own way, its own time, and you'll walk through it. And you might think, yeah, I did it, but a bit of a waste of time. If you were able to live for thousands of years, would you really want to spend the time pressing against the wall? So it'd be a bit pointless. In the same way as trying to force yourself to relax or force yourself to sleep, it won't work. It's like trying to hold on to pleasure, like really trying to hold it and not let it go. Like if you eat something that tastes amazing, it could be chocolate, it could be whatever your taste buds enjoy. And no matter what you do, you're not going to be able to hold and keep that taste in your mouth indefinitely. And why would you want to? We're changing the whole time. constantly changing. In the same way that sleep is so natural, we're always changing and moving forward. And of course, there are times when falling asleep really quickly and easily happens and occurs naturally, and other times when maybe it takes maybe a little bit longer to fall into a sleep. But you know, if you lie on a bed long enough, you will fall asleep eventually. In the same way as if you stay awake long enough, you will get to the point where you will have to sleep. It's just the human biology. There's no way of avoiding those fixed facts. And I think the funny side of it is, I know in my experience, there's been times when the more I've tried to stay awake, when I've been really tired, the harder it's become. I remember years ago I had to go to an induction for this job that I had, and there was lots of people there. But the night before, I'd been up very, very late. Very late. I'd only had maybe an hour, 2 hours sleep. And I was sitting there and I was trying to force my eyes to stay open, and I kept drifting off, and nothing in the world was going to keep me awake. No amount of coffee. Maybe if a lion had come in, or a crocodile, someone chucked a crocodile at me, I think I probably would have perked up. But that's a bit of an extreme thing to do to keep you awake. So being awake and being asleep are just natural things, just like going to the toilet and breathing. The things that we kind of have no choice in. It's like trying to hold your breath. Eventually, you will start breathing, because that's what your body does. As long as there's oxygen available, your mouth, your nostrils, your throat will open to let the air in, even if you're consciously trying to hold your breath. Because that's the natural way our body operates. So falling asleep is the most natural thing in the world. I wonder if there's been a time in your past when you've tried to stay awake and you know that you really, really just want to crawl up and sleep. And you know that as soon as you close your eyes, you're going to drift, and it's going to feel so pleasant, like eating a piece of toast when you're absolutely so hungry. You haven't eaten for maybe a day or 2 days, and a piece of toast with maybe butter or margarine and some jam or jelly, marmalade, whatever, and it's the best piece of toast you've ever had. In the same way that when you close your eyes, you just, your whole body just lets go, and that energy that perhaps you were given before to issues that were on your mind, just it's like your mind just can't focus on that stuff anymore. It's just not willing to. All it wants to do is just let go and have a rest, because we all need to rest. And regardless of whether or not you choose to rest, your body and mind will rest. Not because I'm saying so, but just because that's what it does. We don't have a choice in that. You do have a choice, however, in when you rest. You can choose to feel relaxed. You can choose to have that space. You can choose to just observe your body letting go completely. The muscles relaxing. Your mind just becoming slower. You know, your mind just slowing down. And there's something quite nice about that. Something quite nice about the feeling of letting go. But not purposely letting go. Not really planning that feeling of deep relaxation that naturally occurs, to just spread throughout your body, not just in all the muscles, but that feeling of deep comfort can be felt in your bones, in your joints, in your blood vessels, even in your major organs, in your stomach. Just if your whole body is just having a nice little holiday. Just a bit of time where nothing is needed. A time when we're not asking anything from our bodies or our minds. It's even a case of maybe having a sense of gratitude towards your body and your mind for all that it does for you, keeping you alive, keeping you safe, allowing your food to digest, allowing oxygen, being able to breathe, being able to think, being able to feel. Being able to sleep naturally with a relaxed mind and a relaxed body. Because when you feel this way, there really isn't anything for you to do. This really is space. Where your mind and your body, your arms, your legs, your torso, your hips, your chest, your eyes, your jaw, your ears, all those parts of you are no longer in any kind of strict place. There's no logic involved in this, because you're no longer your hand or your leg or your stomach or your breasts or your shoulders or the back of your neck or your scalp or your forehead, your nose, your teeth. You're more than those individual parts of your body. You're more than the skin, the hair, the blood vessels. You're more than the oxygen. You're more than the air that surrounds you. And at the same time, not really needing to be aware of that stuff anymore, because awareness of your body is not really needed when you're asleep. In fact, awareness itself reduces gradually, the more you just allow yourself to naturally let go. Allowing it to naturally happen in your own time. Noticing that feeling of gratitude for all that your body and mind does for you every day of your life, giving you life, allowing you to feel this sense of comfort, relaxation, leading you to sleep deeply, calmly, and safely. And you can just notice more how you're feeling. Being aware of also maybe not wanting to notice anything, because you don't have to do anything at all, which is one of the best parts of relaxing deeply and sleeping. It's just that feeling of calmness and that feeling and sense of well-being within the core of yourself. Because when you just drift, really drift, into a slow, sleep. You may even notice that my voice becomes more distant. And there may come a time when you just can't be bothered to listen. Me, as you just drift even deeper even deeper. Comfort. Sure, mind drifts even deeper. Into sense. comfort. Deep.